Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 14th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just a real nice day, if what I can tell, I haven't looked for chemtrails. They're probably there, probably spraying us like bugs. Anyhow, let's see what we're going to get into here. Terrible massacre. Israel kills 43, injures 1,900 Gaza protesters as U.S. Embassy opens in Jerusalem. Man, and are we going to get into this? As soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors, you're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Terrible massacre. Israel kills 43, injures 1,900 Gaza protesters as U.S. Embassy opens in Jerusalem. This is from RT News at 8 o'clock our time. That would be 8 o'clock a.m. Sent in by Sunfire for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. 52 Palestinian protesters have been killed by Israelis. See, we changed the number there because we updated that. 52 Palestinian protesters have been killed by Israeli fire during demonstrations ahead of the U.S. Embassy inauguration in Jerusalem. And boy, have you been watching this shit? I mean, you really think this is your country? I mean, do you still have that goddamn, how can you have that delusion? You must either be for this or you must be definitely against it. It's right in your face. I mean, right, we're Jew proxies. That's all in the hell we are. A Jew colony called the United States of America. We're Jew lapdogs. Those wounded on Monday include 203 children. Oh, man, remember, 7 children killed there in Syria. We had to unleash a goddamn 100 missiles on them people. And kill. You can't kill. Well, you can kill if you're an Israeli. Because you're only killing your own cattle, and there ain't no law against that. Children and 78 women, according to the ministry. You know what the Palestinians' problem is, people? I'm going to tell you. They're insignificant. They're just plain-ass insignificant. Now, the Israelis, see, they're significant. And the Palestinians are insignificant, and you got this problem all around the world. The significant people, you know, they're just trying to put us insignificant people in our goddamn places. And we're just not copping to the reality that we're insignificant and they're significant. You see, we outnumber them about 1,000 to 1. And we could, I mean, what we need to do, I think the insignificant people need to wipe the fucking significant people off this planet. barring the begging the question, why are they significant? Because they're a proneness to duplicity, their worship of mammon, their ability to lie. What makes a person significant? Obviously, these Palestinians are insignificant, and what makes the Palestinians insignificant compared to the significant people in Syria that were, you know, supposedly killed with this gas? That was significant. You killed like 7 people there. That's 100 missiles from the United States, right? But wait a minute, you killed how many here? 203 children, 78 women. Oh, but they're insignificant, you know. Some. One of the commenters, I think, was talking about people were killed, if 68 people were killed anywhere else in the world, we would attack them. Well, not necessarily. I mean, you can look back to Somalia. 1 million Christians slaughtered, and they just stood back. They were insignificant. Yeah, what makes people gain significance, you know, in the eyes of the or insignificance? Or it's also confusing. You know, you can have an oil find off your coast and become significant to be insignificant. You're significant because you had the oil find, and then you become insignificant because they're going to kill your ass and hand it over to their Jew masters. See that it's an inconsistency in the, man, this is making me tongue-tied. It is kind of a tongue twister, isn't it? The Palestinian government denounced Monday's violence, and there is no government in Palestine. I agree. I think, I can't remember, one of the commenters said there's no government. They're just a bunch of sellouts, just like every other pretense government across this world. The Palestinian government denounced Monday's violence as a terrible massacre. Well, yeah. Perpetrated by the forces of Israeli occupation. Well, yeah. And called for an immediate international intervention to prevent further You're kidding me, right? Who the hell you think's doing this? There are around 35,000 protesters gathered at the border fence and thousands more within half a mile of the vicinity, according to Israeli Defense Force. You know, they fired on them people with rock. First, when I heard the reports, you know, they were shooting at them with rockets off the jets, you know, the guided bombs or what might have you, killing people down there, you know. The sniper rifles just too slow, and man, there was a lot of them gathering up there. Boy, you could get a bigger kill rate with a goddamn jet on defenseless people on the ground. I mean, and then when they came, they reported about an hour later, well, it was a Hamas camp is what it was. Well, they must have been an air threat. Clashes have also reportedly broken out between protesters and the Israeli Defense Forces in Bethlehem. Boy, you better hope they don't come defending at you. I mean, what would a Israeli Defense Force look like? I mean, they're defending. Would they run backwards and shoot under their armpit? I don't know how that works. The first Monday's death was 21-year-old Anas Hamdan Kudaya. I guess what it looks like, killed east of Khan Yunis, a spokesperson for the ministry said. A 29-year-old man, Mossab Yusuf Ibrahim Abu Lalila, was later killed east of Jabalaya. No, Jabalaya. Man, wow. Some of the dead have been have yet to be identified. At least one child is among the fatalities. You know, one child's death in this country is enough to take all of our guns. One death is too much, people. It's just odd how the standard kind of drifts. I mean, it's like a floating thing. You know, a standard is supposed to be something that's set in stone, and this one here, our standards seem to like float around, you know, and appear in different dimensions. Amnesty International has called the Israeli violence in Gaza an abhorrent violation of international law and human rights. Well, and what you going to do about it? What you going to do about it when they have the number one military that pales all other militaries on the planet saying that the kikes can kill you at will? You say anything and you try to fight back and we'll blow your asses clear out of the goddamn world. 6 children are among Monday's fatalities, according to the Human Rights Organization. The majority of injuries have been caused by live bullets. And that's what they said, you know, when they were doing, Kushner was up there, you know, talking about how great Donald Trump, and you know, in Israel, Donald Trump keeps his promises in Israel because he ran for president of Israel, didn't he? I mean, Jesus Christ, people. I mean, we've been arguing the last week or so on, you know, how can you not see this? You don't want to see it. That's how you don't see it, because you don't want to see it. Rather, you don't want to see it because, well, man, your bed's feathered pretty well and you're okay and, man, life's good for you. You don't want no turmoil. Or rather, it's just because you're just an out-and-out spineless coward. Or maybe you're just significant. I don't know how that works. Live bullets. Think about that. I mean, these people, I watched another one. And just the footage they put out today, and I'm watching, I'm just paying attention a little bit to the, of course they got all the speeches being made. You got Steve Mnuchin, the head CEO for Goldman Sachs, that should have been put in front of a firing squad for what he did to our people back in 2008. He's unveiling the thing, you know, and you got Jared Kushner up there talking about how, hey, we got the American ass suckers firmly attached now, and boy, it feels good. And on the side thing, I'm watching them Palestinians out there. The guy's just standing there. He's got no gun. He ain't even throwing a fucking rock. Bam! I see the bullet hit him in the leg. Down he goes. They just love it, man. This is so righteous. And like I said, the hypocrisy. You know, we delivered 100 missiles on Syria because 7 people supposedly were gassed. These goddamn Palestinians, I mean, they're just mowing them down, dropping ordnance on them. Attack, I mean, they attack Syria for a solid fucking week. Somebody fires back. Oh, my God, the goddamn, they fired on Israel. This is an act of aggression. We get to attack, attack. Bullets. While some 320 were targeted with tear gas, according to the ministry, the Palestinian Health Ministry claims that Israeli forces are directly targeting emergency services and journalists. Well, yeah, I don't doubt it. One God. Does anybody doubt it? We know this is true. I mean, this is, they're putting it right on your TV now. This is a part of the awakening and the great revealing. This is putting it all out in your goddamn face, people. And you know what they're doing? They're just saying, yeah, you're right about every goddamn thing. You people are right. But don't worry about it. We've got the significant people. You know, the good Judeo-Christians in the United States. We've got them backing us, and that's all we need. The Judeo-Christians, I mean, like I said, they make up about 12% of the population that are actively in this voting shit and what might have you. And there's that goddamn 75% out there, and why we're sitting here watching this happen by these goddamn dirty Judeo-Christian traitors in this goddamn country is beyond me. It is completely beyond me. Why we just endure this day after day after day. Oh, I'm a Judeo-Christian, and I'll say it's okay for to blow up goddamn people in the Middle East. You know why the people in the Middle East hate us people? Because they're jealous. They're jealous of us because of what we got. It ain't got a goddamn thing to do with blowing up their children and blowing up weddings and shit like that. No, they're jealous. It's a jealousy thing. They're jealous because we have broadcasts over here and stuff, you know. And you know, we're significant, and they're not. Wait a minute. I can't say that because I'm insignificant, too. Wonder how it feels to be a Palestinian and be really freaking insignificant to the point that some son of a bitch can sit back at 200 yards and just fucking shoot you. Shoot you down in front of a camera. I mean, I've always said that in the end, that's how it will be in this country. Just when we've seen murder, right? Videotape murder right here in the United States. But I mean, this here, just, I mean, the people just plink, pow, ooh, drop a nice shot. Abib, or not Abib, wouldn't be Abib, Izzy. Nice shot, Izzy. Boy, you really, boy, he looks like he's, oh, man, look at the pain. Wow. God, he's crying. Oh, how you feel real tough there protesting there? Why don't you throw a rock? Insignificant. Henry, go ahead, brother.
Don't forget that we're not chosen either.
We're not chosen, and we are insignificant.
We're not the chosen one.
No, we're not. But the chosen one, see, that's why the Judeo-Christians got their lips firmly attached to each Israeli asshole. They got it, just even the lips are up in the asshole just a little bit hanging on because they want to ride to heaven on the Israeli's asshole because they're Judeo-Christians. And, well, they can go up there, but still they're not Jews, so they will be second class. Well, they'll be insignificant. Serves them right. Hmm. 6 journalists have, what did we get to that part? Palestinian Health Ministry claims, oh yeah, they were directly targeting emergency services and journalists. I mean, that's shooting at the ambulances. Well, yeah. What the hell? They're Palestinian ambulances. They're insignificant. Six journalists have reportedly been injured while covering Monday's demonstrations, according to the Journalist Support Committee. Meanwhile, the IDF said Israeli Air Force planes targeted Hamas posts. No, they admitted, I mean, it was just right there. They said it. I've been watching it all morning, guys, that they shot on the goddamn protesters, Israeli planes. And then, boy, I think that looked bad. And boy, they were trying to correct within the next 10, 15. Finally, they got they said it was a Hamas camp. That's what it was. And then one of them, I can't remember which one, talking about these Palestinians. You know that they're being pushed up to that border fence by the goddamn Iranians. Some goddamn Iranians out there behind them, pushing them up to that fence. I swear, people, I look at this and I tell you, The hate I feel is unbridled. It is completely unbridled. For the people in this goddamn country that sit there and act like this shit's okay. You know, you had the torture woman from Abu Ghraib. Yeah, she's up for a nomination as the head of the CIA. And of course, you know, I mean, it's just like when Vietnam happened. You know, when Vietnam was over, everybody was just ashamed. I lived in this country. I was here. I was aware. People were ashamed of what happened in Vietnam. They were ashamed that they had to admit it was a money war, that we put 50,000 of our people into a meat grinder for goddamn money. And it was a shame. Fast forward on up to where you get to Reagan, and then, you know, the building back up to the militarism. You know, I'm a hawk. I'm a war hawk. And then, you know, now you're getting with Vietnam. Well, I mean, it was righteous. It was just righteous, and boy, our boys fought there for our liberties and our freedom. They sure did. And the same with this goddamn torture thing. You know, this bitch, they got pictures of her torturing people. I mean, with the naked people, and, you know, they were raping kids in front of their goddamn parents. It came out. Those are things that it was really bad, but it needed to happen. And this woman has served honorably, and goddamn if she shouldn't be the head of the CIA. I ain't kidding you. It's like I'm telling you right now, they're wanting to rerun the Iraq war. It was a goddamn, that was a couple of $1 trillion in the goddamn defense contractors' pockets. That's what they're doing here. I mean, right down to the yellow cake uranium, all of this bullshit, unverified. We can't verify anything. We really can't. They let us in. We can't verify. Tearing up the goddamn the deal with the Iranians and what might have you. This is all being set up. Hey, man, you know what? I don't need to even eat. Well, goddamn, take my money and go over there and kill the Iranians, for Christ's sake. And I love the way this one bitch comes up and says, they're encircling Israel. What? These people have been here before the Israelis showed up to fucking claim the Palestinian land. But they're encircling. They're trying to encircle them. So what they're trying to do is, the ones trying to encircle them, I'm going to let you guys guess who they are. Who's trying to encircle Israel? Well, you got Syria. Let's see. You got Lebanon. And see, the Jordanians, they're keeping quiet, but they ain't really cool with this shit either. And they know that, goddamn, I mean, they would be just like a nothing and nowhere. They're going to get run fucking over, man, when they go for Iran. So the Jordanians, they're goddamn encircling Israel. All these people that, been there. I mean, the Persians have been there goddamn since time immemorial. The Persians, they're acting like these people are just come in. I mean, it's like these goddamn Californians here. They just come in and they act like these people just got here yesterday. They act like they're Californians. They just showed up here yesterday. The Persian Empire was there, God, how 2,000 years? The Persians. But the Persians, what they are, what they call them, a rogue state. Persia! Really? Persia is a rogue state, and they're surrounding the Israelis. Man, them Israelis, we got to go help them, people. We got to go help them kill the insignificant people. You know, goddamn significant people, well, I think I've found out about them, they ain't got no goddamn spines. They are the most cowardly sons of bitches to ever draw air. So how in the hell do they get rid of the insignificant people? Well, they go to the insignificant people and they say, you can become insignificant if you'll betray the rest of them and kill them for us, see? And then you can be significant too for a little while. We'll pretend you're significant anyway. But nobody on this planet is really significant when in comparison with the goddamn Israeli, now are they? Because they are the chosen people. Significant. Significantly chosen. Everybody else, well, we're just insignificant. Meanwhile, the IDF Air Force planes attacked, targeted Hamas posts. My ass. Hamas, bite me. You goddamn liars. I mean, you're sitting there plinking unarmed people. Oh, yeah, and we're going to drop some bombs over there. We're just defending ourselves. Whoa, hold still. Oh, I got him on the run. And we're just defending ourselves here. I mean, by the way, we attacked. Oh, it was a camp. No, it was a headquarters kind of thing for Hamas. Yeah, bam. Oh, I got one running here. Ooh, a little kid. Got their heart hit. Ooh, got her in the leg. Look at her cry. Sickness. And of course, like I said, let's get the torturers back in the CIA, because we got to go over there and we got to do the bidding of our masters in Israel, the significant people. And I'm going to tell you guys something, man. You can believe it or not, or you can call in and ask them tomorrow when the goddamn, they're counting their dots or connecting dots or whatever they do over there at the microfed. You can ask them, do you support this? Do you support the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem to start the killing, to get the killing gone over? I mean, the Palestinians, let's face it, people, they are being genocided right in front of our eyes. And we're sitting there like, Israel's defending itself. Ooh, look at that little girl run. Look at her. Ooh, he got her right in the face, man. God damn, that was a good shot. They're being genocided. And it's bad enough if you just ignored it and you just pretended like it wasn't a party. But when you fucking support that shit, when you support torture, God, have you forgotten what this country was supposed to be about when you were being raised, what you were told this country was? A moral bastion of freedom and liberty. Oh, there's a little boy. Oh, he's a toddler. Oh, he fell down. Oh, this is going to be... Oh, got him right in the diaper. Damn, that was a good shot. This is called moral decay to the extreme. When you can watch people being shot like goddamn animals and just act like that's okay. And at the same time, everybody, yeah, we're good. You know, America is, well, they've been coming up and like Kushner. And what they've been trying to do here, you know, if you ever watched Braveheart, when he comes back and he's talking about invading England and they all step up, they named him High Protector of Scotland or what might have you there. And then you'll be the first to support these papers, my claims, this claim. Okay, this is all bullshit from fucking, I mean, it's all theological bullshit. But, I mean, they're up there. See, then President Trump has claimed that what we said in our book is true and the whole goddamn world belongs to us and you're a bunch of fucking animals. And I mean, not in those words, but I've heard this 6 or 7 times. Jerusalem is the capital of, I mean, they can't prove this shit. It is what some Heeb wrote down 2,000 fucking years ago. Do you believe it? You think a Heeb might write down something beneficial to Heebs? Because I do. But this is what it is. It's just like the High Protector thing on Braveheart. Like I said, you will recognize this and recognize that, that people have been squabbling over for goddamn, you know, a couple of hundred years. You're going to recognize this guy as the Lord, and this guy is the King, and this guy is the, and this is what they are up there. Or Israel is, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel because Donald Trump has said so. Oh, really? You know, actually, Jerusalem is a goddamn UN zone. Last time I checked, it was under the control of the United Nations because it was a disputed thing and it was causing so much goddamn trouble and killing that they just went to us. All right, everybody has access, okay, but none of you owns it, okay, because you're too goddamn goofy. But no, Donald Trump, I mean, you know this guy, I'm going to be the president of the United States. I ain't concerned about the world. I ain't president of the world. I'm president of the United States. You dirty, rotten son of a bitch. But I declare on this world stage as a world dictator because there's been no goddamn litigation here. This is just a goddamn declaration by a dictator. Oh, but don't worry. Guatemala backs us on this, guys. Wonder why Guatemala would step up to back us on this. Because we're feeding billions of dollars of taxpayer money down there and shipping their goddamn criminal element up here. You think that's a part of that deal? If we need a coalition of 3 third world countries, I mean, the whole goddamn rest of the world saying, you can't do this, or else there is no international law. There can't be. I mean, the whole goddamn world is becoming to the realization that we've come to right here. that you just can't have this shit and have law at the same time. You just can't have somebody come up and write it down on a piece of paper and it becomes law, or you just completely missed the whole idea of legislation, legislating things and litigating things, haven't you? The rather who Jerusalem belonged to is not, is, it was an open question. Like I said, it was held by the United Nations. But, and under international law, which doesn't mean shit anymore, evidently also. Because if the international law says it don't belong to nobody, Donald Trump says it belongs to the Israelis. I guess it belongs to the Israelis because he'll fucking blow up anybody that says it, they don't. This is the goddamn the most disgusting thing I believe. I mean, every day I can say that. There's something more disgusting. But tell me this ain't disgusting. At the same time, you just see this mean, vicious, ugly power. That is, that's what the United States, it isn't a bastion of freedom and morality or anything. It is a nasty monster of power. And that's what you see over there today. Push everybody back. And we're giving this to our masters in Israel. I don't give a shit what goddamn international law says. We're not talking international law. We're talking Israel. Israel is international law. You're going to get that through your head sooner or later, people. And this shit is coming here. I mean, I think it was Jamal put up a comment and he was talking about it. It's coming here, Jamal. You're right. It's coming here because, man, the good Judeo-Christians, they're walking all around you. These dirty, treasonous, backstabbing, seditious sons of bitches, they worship that shit over there. They put it above you. Yeah, you can take the dirtiest dog Israeli, that Netanyahu son of a bitch. You can stand him right and say, I'm an American national. I'm your brother. Our Bill of Rights is what we hold between us to keep us. Fuck you. Netanyahu is my brother, and you can die here at the feet of your masters, you son of a bitch, because you're insignificant. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Let's go hang out in a mall, all the mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. Go find lunch, and we'll haul ass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lame?
That's the way that it goes, and I know.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time. And I was down here with the rest of us by social distortion. You know, all the significant people down here, don't you know? Oh, let's see what we have next here. Let's see if we can find some more insignificant things to talk about. As civilian deaths in Yemen mount, U.S. to sell Saudi Arabia billions more in bombs. Man, you know what? I was thinking about it. You know, me and Katie's went back and forth here about, you know, why is Israel our best buddy? Why do we need them so goddamn much? And I figured it out, Katie. I figured it out. You see, you have a military-industrial complex war industry in this country. And you got to have enemies before you can. You got to have enemies before you can sell goddamn weapons, man. You got to have conflict. You got to have wars. And if it wasn't for Israel, we wouldn't have no goddamn enemies. We have to have Israel. Thank God we have Israel, or that industry would just go to shit and we'd be broke. This is from Anti-Media. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches. WorldReport.com. Further demonstrating the willingness of the United States to reward and perpetuate the war crimes of its allies, the Trump administration is reportedly moving ahead with a multi-billion dollar sale of so-called smart bombs. You know, weapons of mass destruction. We went in and we bombed Iraq back into the third world because they had weapons of mass, or they were trying to get weapons. They had weapons. We used daisy cutter goddamn bombs. I mean, dropped them on their cities and killed little children by the goddamn truckloads. Smart bombs is what they call them. To Saudi Arabia, just weeks after the U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition bombed a wedding in Yemen, killing more than 20 people. Goddamn. I wish them people weren't so goddamn jealous of us. They wouldn't hate us like they do. First reported by The Intercept's Alex Emons, I guess, on Friday, the precise details of the deal, which also includes weapons sales to the United Arab Emirates, are not entirely unclear as it is in the preliminary stages, but it is said to include tens of thousands of precision-guided munitions from Raytheon. I mean, well, that should get, I mean, a lot of dead babies. A lot of dead babies. I'm thinking of the Palestinians. And, man, look at that one. There's one out there. You see that woman? Yeah, she's got a baby in her arms. I'll bet you a shekel you can't nail the baby, make her drop it without hitting her. Come on, do it. I'll take her second shot. God damn, she did. Oh, we got them both. God, this is fun. Raytheon. The company that helped produce weaponry used in the deadly wedding airstrike last month. How do you think about that? You're at a wedding, man, and goddamn the best of times, you know, the young people getting married and the whole families are there and everything, and boom! Fucking blood and goddamn pieces of people everywhere, all over the place, your relatives all around you. Goddamn, that'll make a person jealous. The sale in question is a direct commercial transaction between Raytheon and the Gulf countries, which does not require the government to publicly announce the sale at the time of the congressional notification, Emmis reported. That means it will be up to senators to decide how many of the details to make public. Well, this, no, we don't need to know about this shit. Hell, if we want to know about killing, all we got to do is turn the news on and watch the Israelis plink the goddamn Palestinians. Boy, that's fun. The reported weapons deal, which could be sent to Congress as early as next week, comes as some American lawmakers are increasingly calling attention to U.S. complicity in Saudi Arabia's vicious year-long assault on Yemen. Why do they have to Yemen? God, Yemen's insignificant. Oh, that's right. God, they discovered a big pool of oil, didn't they? They discovered a big pool of oil and became significant in the eyes of the Saudi Arabians, who it's a part of their deal for helping out with the taking of Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Iran. That, you know, they get this goddamn oil field in Yemen. So the goddamn Yemenis became significant. People found out who they were. Now they're goddamn getting blown up at their weddings. I bet they wish they were insignificant. In March, Senators Bernie Sanders, Independent Vermont, Chris Murphy, Democrat Connecticut, and Mike Lee, Republican Utah. Boy, just they're all together on this. Led a failed legislated effort to bring an end to U.S. military assistance to Saudi Arabia. Controlled opposition. Can anybody say controlled opposition? You know, this keeps that stupidity out there, you know, percolating, I guess you could say. You know, because there's always a chance that somebody's going to do something right, but goddamn, they always trying to just, they can't get enough people together. It's like Rand Paul, you know. God, man, it's unconstitutional, Ron Paul. Unconstitutional, boy, it's God. Yeah, this is going to cause violations all over the goddamn place. And damn, I wish I could do something about it. Man, maybe if you elected more Republicans. Wait a minute, that didn't work. Insignificant. The Saudi-led intervention. Is that, I love that. Intervention, huh? You became significant, so you got intervened upon. Saudi-led intervention in Yemen with U.S. support has been a humanitarian disaster, Sanders said after his resolution was voted down with the help of 10 Democrats. Oh, you mean, wait a minute. Well, you had the Democrats and Republicans and these, but there were some good people out there trying. Oh, no, they weren't. I'm not falling for that. Hey, look, it's an old Palestinian. That son of a bitch, he's slow. He's slow. I can get him. I know it's 350 yards, but goddamn, he's moving slow. Put a shekel on it. It's... he nailed him. I love this. I just love it. Responding to reports of the smart bomb sale on Friday, Win Without War Policy Director Kate Kaiser called on Congress to intervene and prevent the sale from going through... I love it. Somebody's out there trying to stop this madness. Somebody must realize what we realize. And somebody's looking at them Palestinians getting plinked. Shit, right, goddamn. Yo, you bet. Bernie Sanders, you betcha. No, this is to show, this is to give the pretense of, maybe if we go out and vote again, and then we get more of them kind of people, but then you vote them in, and they turn into the other kind of people. The next thing you know, they're nominating a goddamn torturer to be the head of the CIA. Really? According to the United Nations, April was the deadliest month for civilians in Yemen so far this year. And I mean, they're justified. We killed 200 to get three guys, and that's a really good deal for the Yemenis people, don't you know? You know, it'd be really nice if they could just go there and plink at them, you know, get them disarmed. You know, get us disarmed. We could, if you could get us disarmed till we had nothing but rocks, they could plink at us, plink at our children. Oh, no, that would never happen in Judeo-America. Jews love us. You betcha they do. At least 236 civilians were killed and 238 injured in Yemen in April. Now, this is not talking. We were talking about Palestine. I mean, just how many thousands and thousands are being murdered right here? Oh, God, wave that plastic flag. USA, USA. And don't say anything against our military. They're our heroes. They're out there protecting. Well, they're out there guarding. They're out there, well, providing our freedom and liberty. Don't you know? That's what they're doing. They ain't over there butchering people for the goddamn kikes. No, they're over there. They're protecting our freedom and liberty. That's it. Let's give $300 billion more to the Defense Department. We can have another war over there in the Middle East. We can start with Syria. Syria, goddamn it, they deserve it. Them goddamn Syrians, them insignificant son of a bitches, they deserve it. Then we can go on to the Lebanese. There was never no one so insignificant as the Lebanese. God almighty, Lebanese, just listen to it. Sounds insignificant. Jordan? But Jordan, man, they would try to be significant, but man, I tell you, they're just insignificant too, come to find out. Boom, blow them up in there. Oh man, everybody knows that Iran, the Persians, goddamn you, there was never a more insignificant people to ever exist on this planet. They should be eradicated. And hell, we come this far, and the goddamn Turks have been running their mouth at us. I know they're supposed to be an ally, but the Jews, you know, they have a way of just shooting allies. Oh, well, hell, what the hell? I mean, we've come this far. Let's go ahead and take Turkey and hand it over to our Jewish masters. Now we have a Jewish kingdom in the Middle East, a Jewish, a center of world power. Goddamn, and hey, you know, they're our friends. That's a good deal for us, right? In Yemen in April, 474 civilian casualties, well over double the 180 civilian casualties documented in March this year. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights noted in a what do you got? I mean, this is like what with all these goddamn things we have here, the investigation nation. You know, you have all these goddamn illegal agencies, and every one of them, they come just like coming out with, you know, Hillary, she committed high treason, and you got this other guy over here. Oh, yeah, he committed goddamn espionage. You got all this, and yeah, God, we sure reported that. We reported it. We found it out. We found out what it's like, the regulators, you know, in 2008 that were regulating those goddamn loans, those junk bonds. They regulated the hell out of them and put them right in your 401k, and it's gone.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Fire and fall back.
Why does it seem like people are afraid to speak out against them? I mean, it's just like they don't ever say the Jews started communism. They don't say that they own all the private central banks of the world. I mean, they just don't speak the reality on these people. I mean, you got right now, you know what I'm saying, in Canada and in Germany, if you speak out against the Holocaust, you know, they throw you in prison. I mean, can people see what's really going on?
Oh, they can, and they are speaking out. We're here doing it right now, you and I. It's just, the question is, why can't we be heard? What's keeping us from being heard, Dion? You see that when you, what they're going to show you, like I, you know, I keep going back to that 25%. There's only 25% of the people in this country that are part of this treachery against the rest of us. 12% are the good old Judeo-Christians that are coming back there to want, wanting to another dip in the goddamn slop trough, slop trough. I mean, the thing is, as long as we allow, you know, they do control the mechanism. How they do it? Through the mammon. They run the goddamn monetary system in this country. They, you know, when the internet first broke out, boy, it was goddamn something for them to get a hold of. I got to tell you, like sticking a wet noodle up a wildcat's ass, getting a hold of that goddamn internet. But they have done it. I mean, you got, right now, our internet's being controlled by China. Everybody understands that, right? They told us that a year ago, and now it's in full. You wonder why From the Trenches doesn't have advertisers, doesn't have, you know, goddamn, we're telling the whole truth. People should goddamn crave the truth. When things are this bad, people would want, why are they this bad? Well, the thing is, if they have taken control of the mechanism through the mammon. And as long as our people continue to worship money over people, when they mark the significance of a person by the accumulation of mammon rather than the truth, well, it's going to stay like this until it builds up to the point that when the insignificant people break loose, the significant people are going to be, I mean, goddamn slaughtered, hacked to pieces in a goddamn fit of fury. Because, I mean, there's no other avenue out of this, people. If there is, I want somebody. Well, we're going to vote in the goddamn same old son of a bitches that put this system together that allowed the communists to invade us. Oh, that's a good solution. I want my old massa back. New massa, well, he kind of like old massa. Only new massa don't like old massa, and old massa don't like new massa, but really don't have a fucking thing to do with me. I'm insignificant. I guess. It'll be, maybe we'll be significant when we start blowing your goddamn heads off your shoulders. Huh? High Commissioner on Human Rights noted in the press briefing on Friday, between 26 March 2015 and 10 May 2018, our office has documented a total of 16,432 civilian casualties, 6,385 dead, and 10,047 injured. Man, we are responsible for this, people. We are responsible for the... Wait a minute. Fuck them insignificant Yemenis. Fuck them. They're just insignificant. Their lives are insignificant. So pretty soon our lives are going to be insignificant, because the same people who are just saying their lives are insignificant, there's only 6,000. Only 6,000 dead. You know, going, we supposedly invaded a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, over 3,000 deaths. But again, apples and oranges. You're not talking about, that's what we got to understand, is the apples and oranges, and it's right in our face, it's been there all along. Instead of apples and oranges, it's significant and insignificant. They do not mix. The insignificant are insignificant to the significant. Don't you understand that? And these significant people, they got a right. They got a right to their luxuries and their lives and having this insignificant people lick their feet and lick their asses and do their fighting for them and take care of them and let them parasite off them. It's the place of an insignificant person beneath a significant person, don't you know? 6,000, okay, we're at that. Okay, the vast majority of these 10,185 civilian casualties. Hey, man, but that's all right. We got the three we were after that thought they were going to actually take control of that oil field that the goddamn Saudis want that belonged to the Yemenis people. Yemenis, see, there's oil there. It's on the Yemen people's property. But the goddamn it, they're insignificant. Well, they were significant a while ago, but now they're insignificant. The people who should have the money from that or the wealth from that goddamn oil are the significant people. You know, the Saudis, the Saudi Arabians, they're significant for the time being. Well, they got Jew leadership, so of course they're significant. You are a terror state, Erdogan says, Israel pushing region into war. No shit. Somebody discovered uranium. This fellow's significant. We better see what he has to say. This is from Sputnik News. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Turkish President Erdogan accused Israel of using unnecessary aggression in Syria. No, I will not hear of it. All they did was fly Saudis on him for an entire week, and then those goddamn aggressive, goddamn unreasonable Syrians shot back. Act of aggression. And blame Tel Aviv for pushing the entire region into a full-scale war. Yeah, well, yes, what the hell? Been saying this for 2 years now, ain't we? 3 years now? Isn't that what back to put the love bombs? That about 3 years back, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you see I'm going to lay it out again here. Shh, don't tell nobody. But you can go ahead and you can scoop it tomorrow, whoever you are. It's going to be Syria, and then it's going to be Lebanon, and then it's going to be Jordan, and then it's going to be Iran. And because Turkey is just, I mean, they couldn't become significant. So it's going to be Turkey. And then that's going to be called, it's a Middle Eastern Israeli Empire. You know, that one of them said today, you know, they talked about that, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. You know, the Israelis have the right. They have the right to decide where their goddamn capital is. Even if it's in somebody else's country. God damn it, they're Israelis. They're significant. The other son of a bitches are insignificant. Of course the significant people can put their goddamn capital anywhere they want. Because they're significant. You are a terrorist state. In an interview with BBC Arabic on Sunday, Erdogan said that Israel is sowing fear and pushing the Middle Eastern region to war. They're not sowing fear. They're just pushing military fucking might. I mean, Netanyahu's standing there with the might of the United States that he owns and he controls because Jared Kushner has actually been the proxy. He just goes and tells the puppet what to say. But no, this is an aggression. I mean, they're not mealy-mouthing around here. They're flat-ass telling you. It's Israel, don't you know? Erdogan also criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal, YNetNews.com reported. Well, of course he had to withdraw. How in the hell? What are people not understanding here? It ain't like they haven't told us. It ain't like John McCain wasn't sitting there with his arms around the ISIS, the mercenaries sent in to disrupt the Syrian government and put together this phony idea of a goddamn civil war there because they wanted a regime change, because they wanted the timber and the water in Syria. I mean, this isn't goddamn rocket science. But it must be because you've got these Judeo-Christians and, man, everything that's going on over there is wonderful. I mean, but again, they look at the death. I mean, I'm telling you, they're sitting there like me, you know, I'm watching the goddamn little kid and another one with a diaper on. Oh, yeah. And they're sitting there, yay, Trump. Yeah, go, Trump. Go get him, Trump. Give me a beer. I swear to God, that's what's going on. That's your Judeo-Christian goddamn people in this country. They are the worst enemy that we American nationals have. You better have that in your head. You better understand that clear. Traitors extraordinaire. You go and you take the side of a foreign king over your own people. Goddamn, you show me anywhere in history where that wasn't called treason. But by God, they do it and they announce it proudly. They even got one of their boys into one of the people that spoke there at that, opening of the new American embassy in the new capital of Israel, as dictated by Donald Trump, was one of these goddamn evangelist pastor guys. You see him on the TV all the time. And see, this is why it's okay with the Judeo-Christians. See, boy, they're looking at, we got our guy in the executive. We got our church controlling some government. We're in the control of government, church and government, church and government. See? We will get our goddamn elitist, we're talking the mining industry, the forest industry, the goddamn, farming industry and the ranching industries. See, this is who that compiles these people. This is who became the Judeo-Christian population of this country. This isn't something that's been here forever. In the 1930s, the Christian population of this country despised the goddamn Jews. Go back and read your history. I mean, your undoctored history. They did. They despised them. And then Jews came in here, and pretty soon you heard this, Judeo, what the fuck's a Judeo-Christian? Well, they're Jew-loving Christians is what they is. You see, what they have figured out is that we were put here to be abused by the Israelis, by the Jews. See, the Jews are just gonna commit every atrocity on us. They're gonna booger our little babies. They're gonna shoot babies in diapers. But you know, in the end, God's gonna come. This is His promise. This is His promise to us, the Judeo-Christian. He's gonna come in the end, and He's gonna forgive them. And then we can go on to heaven with them and be second-class citizens there, too. How's that work for y'all, huh? It is what it is. According to Edrogan, Trump's decision further isolates the U.S. diplomatically. Rethink? You think? No, what you get, the message you're not getting here, buddy, is it's not no diplomacy's over. They're coming to snuff out the Palestinians, snuff out the Syrians, snuff out the Jordanians, snuff out the Iranians, snuff out the Turks, and then whatever's left will be disarmed, and they will be under the thumb of the only nuclear power in the Middle East, and they will be a world power then. They will be the world power. The only reason they're not the world power is, you know, demonstrated, they are the world power through their proxy, the United States, but because they're just a little piss hole over there in the desert, and everybody be going, how in the fuck are they a world power? What resource do they have? What makes them a world power? Oh, well, they got everybody, man. They got pictures of Donald Trump doing it with the poodle. You knew that, didn't you? They can make him do anything. Jared Kushner goes up there and shoves his hand right up old Trump's ass and grabs him by the jaws and starts working his mouth. And this is what we're going to do, because this is what we're going to do. Now, look at here. Wait a minute. Hold a second. Oh, that looks like about a six-year-old. Ooh, that was a nasty one right in the arm. That kid's going to hurt for a while. Oh, yeah, we were back here. Donald Trump's mouth. Israel, we have to go and kill for Israel. Israel is our bestest friend in the world, and we got to go kill everybody for Israel. Oh, and that's what you voted for, because I'm keeping my promises to kill everybody for Israel. Number one promise keeper, old Donald Trump, don't you know? Yeah, I hear dib. Yeah, did you watch the Palestinians getting shot last? I loved it. They could start a new reality show. Popping Palestinians. What do you guys think? And every week, everybody could tune in, get their beer and their peanuts, and they could sit down there. Oh, hey, Izzy's going for a three-year-old at 300 yards, man, in the bets. We could even have betting on it clear to Vegas. He's going for a leg shot because we're not killing. We want to see these little children. We want to see a broken bone. We want to see the blood fly off. See that kid rolling down on the ground, crying and screaming in pain. All right. Oh man, plinking Palestinians every Thursday at 8 p.m. and everybody could tune in. Oh yeah, that is American entertainment at its finest. We're at the top of the hour, people. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The word on From the Trenches World Report, the word from the trenches. And until then, man, remember, push for it. Plinking the Palestinians, and that is the word from the trenches.